are forced out of the elections, whether it is June 21 or September 21, it does not make any difference. So we'll see what the outcome would be. Definitely the ruling party is going to stay with majority seats, but the election really does not make any difference.
You said that you met with members of the Western diplomatic community. What was the purpose of the meeting and the outcome?
Well, you know, the Western diplomatic community has got what we call a donors election working group coordinated by the British and the Swedish. So this is our second meeting regarding the elections and what is going on in the country. Four political groups, including myself, were there. They raised a lot of questions. We tried to answer in our own way. It is definitely a sort of...
You said that you strongly called for national dialogue. What would be the purpose of the dialogue?
So that without a really and honest national dialogue, the future Ethiopia to us is going to be probably full of more crises rather than creating this peace and stability in the country or looking forward to what we call the hoped for democratic transition. So the magic formula is for all the major stakeholders, especially the sort of an all-inclusive dialogue is necessary. Otherwise, we are at a very critical crossroad and stuck.
You mentioned the pitfalls in the election process in Ethiopia. Did you tell the Western diplomats about these pitfalls? And what do you think the fact that the Ethiopian Elections Commission is going to have the election?
Yeah, but without, ensuring it all, it is on independence and the neutrality, it is going to conduct the election. And as election officers deployed across the country with very little knowledge of what the election means and their position compromised. The election board is really, for us, already lost its independence and probably trying to give a cover to the ruling party and one or two accomplices who want to see what we call electoral authoritarianism. That means a party losing elections to stay in power, not for the citizens, but to look good to the Western donors and continue to get some foreign aid and so on.
Thank you always for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you too.